שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב ומה נעים, שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב ומה נעים, שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב ומה נעים, שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב ומה נעים, שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב ומה נעים, שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב ומה נעים, שבת אחים
Shabbat Shalom and Shana Tova. So are you an optimist or a pessimist? So as I travel around the country, different places have all kinds of different traditions around the holidays. When I was in Wilmington, North Carolina as a student rabbi, they didn't have air conditioning. So Yom Kippur, we'd have to stop every 45 minutes and everybody got church lady fans. And the first thing the rabbi did was take off his jacket. In Savannah, Georgia, they had their own temple chef. We had a hot lunch, hot sit-down Kiddush lunch with tablecloths and china every Shabbat. And I'll tell you, that breakfast was something just unbelievable. So when I was in New York, we had multiple services during the day because it was a large congregation. And at the end of one service, as I was had just finished the sermon, about a little over half of the congregation got up and left. And they're probably going to beat the parking lot, but I'm there in front of a whole congregation, and people are just exiting. And I said, so I could look at the situation as an optimist or a pessimist. I just finished the sermon. I said, if I was a pessimist, I'd say, oh my God, what did I do that they're all leaving? But I'm an optimist, so I know that they're all leaving now to go and tell their friends how much they like the sermon. So we begin on page 6 with the candle blessing. I'd like to invite the Cowites to come to light the candles in honor of Michelle coming to be with the family and returning from Israel.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Lechad Likner Lechad Likner Shel Shabbat.
Thank you. We continue now on page 4 with L'chadodi. Please remain standing for the Baruch Hu on page 8.
Ah.
We read together. God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You form morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink, the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise your name. Page 10 on the bottom. Long ago, God told the Jewish people to listen. We listened to God's words, and we wrote down what we heard in our Torah. Love God with all your heart. Keep your promises and tell the truth all the time. Speak words that are kind. Give tzedakah and help those in need. Keep Shabbat, honor parents and teachers, and study. We praise you, our God. You gave us your Torah. We promise to follow your commandments and to make the Torah an important part of our lives.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. 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 Baruch Shem Kevod, Shem Kevod Malchut. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Ba'ed. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad.
Please be seated. V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol meodecha. V'hayu hadivarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. V'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam. B'shivtecha b'veitecha, uvrechtecha v'aderech, u'shochbecha uvkumecha, u'kshartam le'ot al yadecha, v'hayu le'totafot bein einecha, u'chtavtam al mezuzot beitecha uvisharecha, u'ma'an tizkaru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai, v'yitem kiroshim le'ohechem, Ani Adonai Elohechem, Asher Ahotzeiti Etchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Liot Lechem Elohim, Ani Adonai Elohechem.
Together. Long ago, our people were slaves in Egypt. We prayed to God, please help us to be free. Finally, Moses led us out of Egypt so we could worship in freedom. When he came to the sea, the people sang a song to thank God. Now we pray that everyone will be free. We praise you, eternal God, who freed the people Israel.
Thank you.
So as we get ready for Vishamru, I know that some people like to change places. Some people really like to come up and sit in Rabbi Rappaport's seat. Some people like to sit in the seats on the Bima. Some people like to run, but we will not do any running. But please, if you like to get up, get up. If you like to switch, switch. If you like to come up onto the Bima, come up onto the Bima. And we celebrate Shabbat with all of our bodies before we then will take our Shabbat naps.
Shamayim v'et ta'aretz b'nei Yisrael et ha'shamayim la'asot et ha'shamayim uvayom ha'shvihi shavat v'yinafash shavat v'yinafash Shavat Vayinafash Bishamru
on page 16, please rise. Adonai, Eloheinu velohei avotenu v'imotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, velohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, velohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor v'hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Hasadim Tovim, V'kone Hakol, V'zocher chaste avot v'imahot. Umevi g'ula livene v'nehem. Lema'an shemo ba'ahava. Melech ozer umoshia umagen. Baruch ata Adonai. Magen Avraham v'ezrat Sarah. me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah, a tree of life, roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding, from parent to child, from generation to generation. We have come together to pray. Prayer is sharing and singing, reading and quiet moments. When we pray, we talk to God about the things that are most important to us, trying to be the best person we can be, or how we can make the world a better place.
We can pray anywhere at any time, but this place, our temple, is special.
When Jews gather together to pray, the place where we gather becomes holy. Holy means special and blessed by God.
This place, our temple, is holy. Here in our temple, we pray that we can live holy lives, repairing our world, making peace, and always caring for others.
Blessed are you,
Adonai, our God, who helps us to be holy as you are holy.
Kadosh,
kadosh, kadosh, Adonai Tzevaot, Meloch ha'aretz kivodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole universe is filled with God's glory.
You may be seated. The bottom of page 19. God of goodness, we give thanks for the gift of life, wonder beyond words, for our light within, for the world around us so filled with beauty, for the richness of the earth which day by day supports us, for our friends and families who love and take care of us, for all that we are and all we can be. For all of this and more, we give our thanks. We continue with our prayer for peace, Shalom Rav, on page 20.
Shalom Rav.
Tasim leolam. private prayers and meditations.
Shalom bim bravav, buya aseh shalom aleinu. Oseh shalom bim bravav, buya aseh shalom aleinu. Oseh shalom bim bravav, buya aseh shalom. Shalom bim Roma, Uya ase shalom aleinu. Use shalom bim Roma, Uya ase shalom aleinu. Use shalom bim Roma, Uya ase shalom aleinu. Yase shalom.
As a community for healing, not only for those who are temporarily ill or recovering from a surgery, but a number of family members, friends, members of our community who are living with chronic conditions, with ongoing struggles. For all of them, we send out our prayers. Misha Berach, page 24. Refuah Shlema, the
renewal of body, the renewal of spirit, and let us say, Amen.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. So one of the neat things about TBS is that we always talk about Jewish values. And so throughout the religious school, Rabbi Rappaport teaches the seventh grade. She has the big book of Jewish values. And so think for a second to yourself, what is a Jewish value that's important? And particularly for my younger friends, and maybe an example of someone doing that value. Don't leave me hanging when I come around. So I'll give you a couple of moments to think. Okay, a Jewish value, a Jewish value. Parents, you can coach them. Yes, thank you, Ruby. There we go.
Giving tzedakah.
Great, great. Anybody else? Okay, yes, my friend.
Generosity.
Great, great. Jules, what do you got?
Helping plant trees.
Great, great. It's taking care of the world. It's called Baal Tashchit. Yes. Let's see, Asher.
Justice.
Justice, good. Tzedek, great. Tzedek, Tzedek, Tir, Dov. Anybody else? Anybody else? Don't want anyone to feel left out. Okay, Rabbi Rappaport, what's the value that you want the seventh grade to be thinking about next?
We talk a lot about kavod, having respect for others, respect for holiness, respect for the world.
Great. Wow, that's cool. I really, really like the values. So this is a story about a young girl named Rivka. And one night she falls asleep and she has a dream. And she dreams that up in the heavens that there is an angel, and the angel committed a sin before God. And the angel was very, very sorry. And God said, I want you to travel throughout the world, and I want you to bring back the most precious thing in the world. Bring that back up to the heavens. So the angel traveled and traveled. And eventually, at the edge of a forest, the angel came to a battlefield. And there were two soldiers, and they were hiding so that nobody else could find them. And they were separated by a little bit. And one soldier was very, very thirsty and called out. And his friend crawled and crawled and crawled and crawled and came to the other soldier and gave him water. And the angel scooped up a drop of that water and brought it before God and said, this must be the most precious thing in the world, a drop of water that represents courage. That wasn't the most precious thing, so the angel set out again. And the angel traveled and traveled and traveled, and finally, the angel came to a hospital. And there was a woman who got sick, and she was a doctor. And she got sick as she was taking care of other people. And after having been very, very, very sick, she got better. And there were people that were now caring for her. And the angel scooped up a breath from this doctor and brought it to God and said, this must be the most precious thing in the world, the breath of someone who heals others. But you know, that still wasn't the most precious thing in the world.
So the angels set out again across deserts, through cities, and finally the angel came to a house in a clearing. And this house was isolated. And the angel looked inside and saw two parents with their children. And they were just sitting down to dinner. And the angel saw coming to the house was a man with a sword and a man with a gun. And he was getting ready to rob the house. And he looked in the window and he saw this family sitting down and eating together and saying a prayer before they started to eat. And at that moment, the man remembered his own childhood, remembered his parents, remembered his family, and began to cry. And the man realized that what he had been doing was wrong. And so instead of stealing, instead of hurting people, the man decided to change his life and to repent. And the angel caught up a tear from the man and brought that before the heavens and said to the divine, "This is the most precious thing in the world, the tear of repentance." And that was the most precious thing, because throughout our lives, you know, we all at times do things that may hurt other people. We may get mad at a brother or a sister, or we may get mad at our parents, or our parents may get mad at us, or we may get mad at a teacher or a coach, or even by mistake, even if we didn't know it, we may do something that hurts somebody else's feelings. And once we learn that that has happened, because if we've hurt someone, they should always be able to tell us, and then we're able to repent, to say, "I'm sorry," and to make amends. And that is truly one of the most precious things in the world. Shabbat Shalom.
May this be a year of love and kindness. May strangers come to be friends. May truth and compassion always guide us. Amen. May this be a year of hope and healing for all of those in need. May all of our that we can be proud of.
long as there are stars above, there'll be a new year. Amen.
We continue with Alenu on page 25. Please rise. Page 27. When I die, give what's left of me away to children and old men who wait to die. And if you need to cry, cry for your brother walking down the street beside you. And when you need me, put your arms around anyone and give them what you need to give me. I want to leave you something, something that is better than words or sounds. Look for me and the people I've known or loved. And if you cannot give me away, at least let me live in your eyes and not in your mind. You can love me best by letting hands touch hands and by letting go of children who need to be free. Love doesn't die, people do. So when all that's left of me is love, give me away. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Donna Courtney, Mark Langstein, Michael Van Gelder, Renee Muntner, Paul Pressman, Sandy Keith, Aldra Surratt. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Elaine Halper, mother of Ronnie Stern. Stephen Gottdiener, cousin of Lyle Jentzer. Dr. Gerald Perlman, cousin of Rona Hitlin Mason. Colonel Greg Brecker, friend of the Leung family. Leo Sylvan, father of Carolyn Berkowitz. And this week, we remember our beloved member, Harold Goldman, father of Mark Goldman. We remember the yearly anniversary of death this week of Louis Fox, Cindy Asta, Sam Beanstock, Leo Brown, Matt Wanatick, Lois Jacobs, Sadie Murata, David Konigsberg, Fanny Ribnick, Eva Ginsburg, Harriet Hirsch, Nathan Kamensky, Lester Rosenberg, Matthew Sylvan, Goldie Wasserman, Bill Anderson, Joseph Berkeson, Suzanne Krauss Dahlgren, Abraham Poritz, Mary Muntner, Sally Dratch, Wanda Calwaite, Nady Kushner, Morton Roney, Adele Potash, Alvin Ring, Hyman Berman, Stephen Zeman, Alan Baer, Cody Medlin, Marilyn Reinhart, Edith Schwartz, Jack Werman, Judge Howard Zeidwig, Susan Whitaker, Marilyn Podgainy. We honor all of their lives and their memories as together we recite Mourner's Kaddish on page 28. Please rise. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shmei rabah ba'alma divrach rute v'yamlich malchute v'chaye chon v'yomei chon v'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael ba'gala v'izman kari v'imru amen yehe shmei rabah mevarach la'alam almei almaya yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei V'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shemed kutsha berichu. Le'ela min kol berachata v'shirata. Tushbachata v'nechemata. Damiran v'alma v'imru. Amen. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya. V'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. V'imru. Amen. Ose shalom b'mromav. Hu ya'ase shalom. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen.
V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru, 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 amen.
You may be seated. We move from a sacred moment of memory to the joy of love and anniversaries. So I would like to call up the Grosses, and let's see, Jeremy, do you want to come up with them? Okay. Half the children are represented. And we are celebrating tonight as a community the quarter century of marriage between Ed and Emily Gross. And just one of the wonderful things that has come from this marriage. There we go. So 25 years ago, as you stood at your wedding, you probably couldn't envision all the wonderful things that were to come. Of course, your two amazing boys being probably number one, a very close family, friends who love you, years and years of students whose foundation of their people's language comes from you, and we are very thankful to you for that. TBS celebrates you, your family, your positivity, just all the goodness and positive energy that you fill the sanctuary with and fill the temple with each time you are here. And as you have wisely taught your sons, we know that you will continue to bring peace and good things to our world by saying what is true, what is kind, and what is necessary. So a blessing for you. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May you be blessed with many more decades of loving family, of watching your boys evolve into, continue to evolve into amazing adults, love and friendship, adventures and travels. A good year and a good deck. We'll see you next quarter century. Up here. We'll see you before then. Mazel tov.
Thank you.
Oh, and your certificate. Yeah, you're official.
Mazel tov. Mazel tov. Mazel
tov. And now, are there any of our religious school students with October birthdays? Come on up. And your dad and the Copelands are going to come, and they're going to hold up the chuppah. And you get to stand underneath. And anybody else an October birthday? Okay, a September religious school birthday that you weren't here and you didn't get your slinky, okay? I can't sell them, all right. It's gonna be a Eagle Scout project. Okay, say your name and tell us how old you're gonna be.
Elliot, and I'm going to be 8.
8, great. 8 is a great, great age. So here is what we pray for you. We pray that you will have a year where you grow, maybe be as tall as your brother, and that you are always healthy. We pray that you will have a year of great times with your friends and with learning all kinds of new things. That it will be a year of love with your parents and everyone who cares from you. That it will be a year of all kinds of really fun adventures. And that you'll feel the blessing of the divine and you'll be able to grow and you'll be able to help other people and do acts of kindness. May God bless you and keep you. May God's light be with you, and may God's grace be with you. May God lift you up and give you peace. And now we're going to sing Yom HaLedet Sameach or Shehechianu. Yes. Or something or other.
Sameach. Yom HaLedet Sameach. Yom HaLedet Sameach. Yom HaLedet Sameach.
And don't go anywhere because we have the Kiddush, and maybe we have a Kiddush cup with, yes. Okay, juice, juice, good. Okay, can you hold the cup up? And would everyone please rise as we join together in the Kiddush.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Peri Hagafen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kitshanu B'mitzvotam V'ratzavanu V'shabad kacho b'yahava uvratzon chin chinanu zikaron lema'asei v'reishit ki hu yom techila lemikra ekodesh zecher letziad mi'yitzrayim kivanu v'chata V'ya Tanu kidashta mikohamim v'shabbat kachecha be'ahava uvratzon hinchaltanu baruch atah Adonai mikadesh ha'shabbat. Amen.
It's juice. You can have a sip. No, you don't like that? Okay. We join together in the motzi.
Amotzi lechem min haaretz. We give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen.
Please be seated. Thank you, everybody. Okay, here's a fresh one. Which one fell? Both of them? That one? Okay.
Shabbat Shalom. On behalf of the TBS Board of Directors, welcome to our family service, also our Shabbat Shuvah, our Shabbat of return between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Thank you to all who made this service possible, our rabbis, Rob and Rachel, board member ushers, greeters, Oneg superstars, and our ever-vigilant security watch. Kol Nidre is Tuesday night. The service begins at 8 p.m. And on Yom Kippur, the morning service starts at 9:30. And there are some activities planned during the day at the temple to help pass the fast. In observance of the holiday, there's no religious school this weekend, next weekend, and no Hebrew school on this coming Tuesday because you'll all be here at synagogue. I know. We can do better. Better. Sukkot begins on October 13th, and in preparation, Brotherhood builds a new TBS sukkah on October 6th at 9 a.m., and so come out and help support the Brotherhood build the sukkah, and if that's not enough, at 1 to 3 p.m. that day, join the Sisterhood members in the fun and tradition as they decorate the new sukkah. Families are all welcome, and as a bonus, teens will receive service hours for participation. Contact Jamie Racer. Jamie, raise your hand. There's Jamie back there for more information. October 18th is our Sukkot Simchat Torah Shabbat service, and on October 20th, there's a nice announcement in your service folder. Join Rabbi Rappaport for a members-only adult 21 and over Simchat Torah service and celebration starting at 5:30. We're starting this early because in the past, when we've started late, we found it really worked better starting early. There may be some warm-up libations, then the service, followed by, and during the service, lay readers will read the end and the beginning of the Torah, and then we will march joyously with our Torahs and then celebrate afterwards with Israeli food and dance. And Sheldon Lowe returns to join us for Tat Shabbat and our regular worship service on Shabbat, October 25th. Wishing a peaceful Shabbat, a good weekend, and during these days of awe as we approach Yom Kippur, Gemar Tov, may you be sealed in the Book of Life. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Our closing song is Oseh Shalom.
Oseh Shalom b'imramah. Oseh Shalom b'imramah. Hu ya'aseh, hu ya'aseh, hu ya'aseh shalom. Hu ya'aseh, hu ya'aseh, hu ya'aseh shalom. Hu ya'aseh, hu ya'aseh, hu ya'aseh shalom. Aleinu. makes peace bring peace down, bring peace down. May the one who makes peace bring peace down, bring peace down. May the one who makes peace bring peace down, bring peace down. May the one who makes peace bring peace down, bring peace down.
Please rise. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May you be blessed to feel the joy of this season, the knowledge that we can always change, evolve, and grow, and live up to the best that is within us. Shabbat shalom, shana tova.
Shabbat shalom.